Christian community in Iraq has a long-standing tradition of peaceful coexistence. Now, current constitution of 2005, it safeguards our right to worship and practice our religious customs. I would like also to point out that for the first time in Iraq in 2022, Christians are participating in the running the state coalition that forms the Iraqi government. This is a good indicator. We also understand that we have the right to manage church endowments property according to the observed ecclesial laws. The heads of the churches in Iraq must work on presenting the personal status law for the Christians and the law of managing church endowments in a manner that conforms with the constitutional text. And this has not yet happened, as people have been waiting for these two very important legislation for 18 years. This is a task for the heads of the churches to collaborate with the Christian representatives in the Iraqi parliament to pass such law in accordance with the constitutional text. However, the dwindling number of Christians in Iraq is alarming. The number has fallen from over a million in 2003 to under 250,000 nowadays. To address this decline, some proposed strategy include, first, legal measures, anti-discrimination law, recognition of minority rights, hate crime legislation. Second, structural strategies, education reform, economic inclusion, scholarship and educational assistance, healthcare and social services, infrastructure investment, cultural support, interfaith dialogue, and media representation. Thank you so much.